toothbrush and leaned forward. He must have heard me hit the ground. He found me under the sink. I hit my head. Thank God he was there. It was March. He must have said my name. He must have tried to wake me up. He must have picked me up. The hall was narrow. There was a shelf. I only noticed it a few days later. He said he must have broken it when he was carrying me. He didn't remember. After that, it sagged forward, bent at the hinges. He must have laid me on my bed, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds, maybe a few minutes, he said when I asked him later. Syncope, they said at the hospital, syncope. I felt fine until I felt him shaking me and heard him saying my name. Not my name, but his name for me, which usually meant something else, but this time meant only fear. I started to cry. I didn't know why I was rising like this or where I had been. It was only black. I didn't feel fine. He was telling me no. He was dialing 911. He must have put clothes on me. I must have watched my feet as he put them into my shoes and sirens. The paramedics filled the room. They thought it was drugs, it was 2 a.m., or that he had hit me. I don't remember because I was barely conscious. They asked if I wanted help down the stairs. I said no, but held on to him as we descended. He held on to me as I fell asleep. He would grab my hips and flip me over, a hand on my shoulder, push my arms up over my head, and we got in the ambulance. He must have helped me out. They put us in a room. He must have touched my forehead and said my name. It must have meant what it usually meant. He must have told me he was sweating. It smelled sweet.